It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you live from the high school cafeteria. It was pancakes on the field Friday night. And pancakes here this morning as the football team prepares pancakes here at the high school. And I'm standing next to a guy who's creating pancakes with art. Is this a class in high school?
Yeah, I'm actually in foods right now. We made some cookies yesterday and making pancakes today.
Well, Nick Yarkoski, one of the outstanding linemen in the entire state of Iowa over here making pancakes. Folks, if you have not had breakfast, matter of fact, if you've had breakfast, it does not matter. Come over here. You'll get the opportunity to watch these young men make breakfast, serve you, and by you helping make a donation to the football program, you can help make sure these guys got the equipment and stuff they need to be successful in the football iron. Nick, buddy, how many pancakes you flipped this morning?
I don't know. I've been doing it for about an hour now, so quite a few.
You got some help across the way. It looks like a freshman, so you're learning as a senior to hand this off, this trait, this hard-earned trait, off to a freshman.
Yeah, you know, he's been helping a lot, and he's been doing some, and his are coming out better than mine almost.
Well, Cody, is there a trick to doing this? Cody Cosman over here, is there a trick to being the perfect pancake maker?
I just got the right amount of batter and flipping good.
See, it's all about the batter, folks. It's all about the batter. We are going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to look at the Friday Night Lights big board and set you up with the scores from last night. We're going to talk with the coaches, with the players. And we need you here at the cafeteria to help raise funds for our mom's club who helps provide our kids with the best equipment. An auction. We're going to have an auction for some amazing signed, autographed items. Raffle going on, t-shirts for sale. Get yourself over here to the high school cafeteria as we're having pancake day. We're going to take a time out. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's first-time homebuyers program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Alvia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, live today from the high school cafeteria. They're making pancakes in here this morning. The football team, the moms are here being servants this morning, and they're helping raise money for the High School Football Moms Club. They've got all kinds of auction items. We'll go around and meet some of the moms and talk to them about what all they have for sale this morning. But today you can come out and have the guys who made pancakes on the football field last night make pancakes for you here this morning. Let's take a look at that Friday Night Lights big board from the scores around the area last night. Of course, Albia, the winner, 42-6 over PCM. It was North Polk, a winner last night over CMB. How about that Albia effect? Albia and every opponent they face this year, after defeating that opponent has suffered a loss the next week. That's the Albia effect. 24-7, North Polk over CMB. It was Centerville last night getting by Davis County 25-6. Ottumwa, a comeback winner, down 17-7. Ottumwa comes back and gets a win, 28-17, the final score there. It was Knoxville, a winner last night over Oskaloosa, 42-32. Carlisle, a big winner over Sheraton, 49-7, the final score there. Pella, there for real, 62-3 over Sadell. It was Norwalk, 38, ADM, 7. Davenport Assumption gets by Fairfield last night, 23-13. Highland, a big winner over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, 51-0. Sigourney Kyoto, a winner last night, 58-28. And it was Pella Christian. How about those Eagles? Flying high, 47-0 winner over West Marshall. And that's going to set up a big game next Friday night as Iowa City Regina is going to come to Pella Christian. And Iowa City Regina, with this first loss on the year last night, Cedar Rapids Xavier gets the win over Iowa City Regina last night, 38-35. That's going to be a great game next Friday night. Mount Air, Albia's first week opponent, a big winner last night over Pleasantville. Third rated in the state was Pleasantville, but Mount Air gets the win, 24-14, the final score there. Moravia stays undefeated, 69-6 over Melcher Dallas. And Linville Sully, a winner last night over North Mahaska, 39-6. Twin Cedars loses last night to Mormon Trail, 61-20, the final score there. That's a look at your Friday Night Lights big board. We're going to take a timeout, come back here. Coach Dayton's on deck when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Diane Green with Gardner Collier Jewelry, inviting you to stop in and see our great selection of colored gemstones set in rings, earrings, and necklaces. Beautiful design in white and yellow gold. Choose from rubies, pink and blue sapphires, tanzanites, peridots, garnets, topazes, pearls, and more. Double discounted 20% off with an extra 20% saving. Save today at Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
Good news! Highway 92 is back open. Von's RV has just a few 15s left, with 16s arriving every week. Come on down and celebrate with Von's RV Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will literally have the lowest prices of the season. Our cruisers and cruiser airs will be just above dealer invoice. If you're not in the market for a new RV, we still have appointments in our shop, and don't forget to check out our full-service body shop. There's never been a better time to stop by Von's RV, where we make campers happy.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the high school cafeteria. Coach's Corner rolling along on this Saturday morning. Albia, big winner last night, 42-6. And Coach Staten joining me here in the cafeteria. Every week I get asked, Coach, over and over again, and we've had this subject of our conversation each and every Saturday morning, is that is, when is Albia going to get tested? And I keep having to reply, what if it's not the test? What if it's the student? And the way you guys played last night against, I thought, a very fine PCM football team, I think you guys are passing the test.
Well, people have the wrong outlook on what we're doing. We're not playing the other team. We're playing ourselves. And our goal is to be the best us we can be. They come to beat us. We come to be us. So our success is determined by how we play, not how the opponents play or what their record is or the talent level they have. And we can only play the people that they put on the field. But our measuring mark is ourselves and our own best performance. That's how we measure success. And if they think that all these teams are easy, you'll see a lot of these teams in the playoffs when the season comes around at the end of the season.
Coach, the Albia effect on your opponent. As we look through the entire season, after every Albia win, the team that you defeated went on to suffer a loss the following week. I believe that has a lot to do with the physicality in which your football team plays with. You're such a physical football team.
Well, Coach Folkers does a nice job of keeping our guys in condition. He's our conditioning coach, and our players did a good job of going to the weight room in the off season, and we lift during the season. If there is an area we can improve, it's using that neck machine, because we've had several players who did not go to the weight room that have received varying degrees of neck injuries. So our conditioning and our strength are helping us. The longer the game goes on, the team that's the strongest has the best advantage of playing on a higher level. And so that's what's really motivating and driving this team.
Coach, this defense, it's just been playing amazing defense all season long, but it keeps getting better. Last night, you hold a PCM quarterback who threw for 75%, a completion rate of 75% on a season. Those are amazing numbers, and you held him for under 50% on the night. They only get 160 yards total offense, and out of that is a negative 10 yards rushing deep on. And when you make a team one-dimensional, no matter how good they are, it becomes very difficult for them to win.
Well, there are three phases of football. There's the offense, the defense, and special teams. And our special teams were very sharp last night. We pinned them down on two possessions inside the five-yard line. And there aren't a lot of things you can do down inside your five. And I really thought we might have had a safety on them. But our defense, very aggressive down there, and limits what they can do. But Our defense complements the offense. You know, we hit hard, we play hard, And then the defense gives us the ball in good field position, gives us our whole offensive playbook to operate under, and then the special teams come in and does their part. So it's a combination of all three of the areas of football coming together.
Talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, 42-6, the winners last night over PCM. And, Coach, offensively, you guys showed a bunch of different formations, different personnel groupings, and you had a few bags of tricks that you pulled out there, Coach. The old flea flicker pass. You had Carter Isley throwing the football. You had Carter Isley receiving the football. I think you had three different players throw the football last night, showing a lot of different looks for defenses to have to prepare for.
Well, as this season has progressed, we have worked on a number of different plays and different sets that we have not used, and we practice them and save them for the times that we need them or for the playoff run. And we tried a couple of them out last night to see how they're working, and they worked very well. So the players make the plays, and we get the benefits of their great play.
Coach, trying to describe Carter Isley and the way he runs. Some will ask me. I'm asked to join a couple of networks talking about high school football in the state of Iowa. And in those conversations, they talk about Carter Isley being this big running back, and they talk about him being big and physical. But one of the things I think they miss because they don't get to see him run is how agile he is at the 250 plus pounds. And what a great vision he has on the football field. He's very patient, waiting for his blocks, really agile and quick to go along with that powerful football body.
Well, he is a very strong young man, and he keeps his feet moving, which he'll drag the pile along if they can't get enough people to get him down. And a good back will keep their feet moving, and he certainly has spent time developing his skills. And I have a granddaughter that I really, really love, and I'm hoping that Carter will wait around until she's old enough that he can start dating her, because he's the kind of young man you'd like to have your daughter or granddaughter bring home to meet dad.
I think there's a lot of young ladies that are trying to wait around for Carter Isley, Coach. let's talk about this offensive line. Over and over again, Coach, I proclaim them to be the finest offensive line that's graced Ironman Field. And I think as a collective unit and the way that they play consistently, they continue to prove that, Coach, week in, week out. They are physical. They're agile, as you talk about Carter Isley. Watching you guys on those pitch plays and seeing the linemen pull out there and get downfield, and they have to get out in front of the halfback, who's maybe one of the fastest guys on the team, and they get this done each and every week.
Well, you left out intelligent. They have to be smart to pick up our blocking schemes and make the decisions, the line calls that we make, and at the strategy board, really, Coach Dykstra and I just sometimes listen to them talk about what they can do and where people are playing and what plays they think will work, and then we go back out and make it happen. So great people. They have developed a bond. Offensive linemen have to care a lot about each other, because most of the other people don't care about them until they don't do what they're assigned to do. And the running backs certainly appreciate him, because if they don't have a hole there, they can't make any yards. So we have a great group of young men that are playing in the offensive line, and they really are outstanding young men as well as outstanding football players.
We're talking about the head coach Jerry Staton, Hall of Fame coach. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this district championship, moving to the next phase and into the playoffs, and we're going to talk to some of his players and some of his coaches as we continue to roll along. And we'll discuss some of these great raffle items, some of these great auction items that you, the listener, just work your way right over here to the high school and participate in the pancake breakfast, free will donation, and you'll help these young men and help the future young men that play Albion football have everything they need to be successful on the gridiron. We'll come back after a quick timeout. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
On Friday nights, following the games, go into the locker room for the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show, live from 10 to 11.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Denny Whitlow, Moravian Mohawks, let's move on over. And the game of the night had to be, it was Sigourney Kyoto Pekin. Scott Jackson, our premier writer for the Atomo Couriers, on the line with us. Scott, what the heck?
What the heck is right?
To Coach Mason, who's been waiting patiently, and I hope I got him punched up correctly.
You know what? You're always happy about a win, no matter how it comes.
Coach Eric Keller, former Eddyville Blakesburg coach. You guys took care of business there in the second half.
We had some really key plays that got us going again.
Victorious Coach Kack on the line with us right now.
We helped their offense 50 yards rushing.
Join us in the Summers Insurance Locker Room on the most listened to Friday night postgame show, live from 10 to 11.
Hey, guys, good to be on, but yeah, I'm sure you did. You know, 44 to 12 final score after that.
Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton is having a lunch buffet this Sunday. Thelma will be serving roasted chicken, ham, roast beef, and barbecued ribs, along with all the traditional side dishes, a wonderful salad bar, and a delectable dessert bar, including soft serve ice cream and cheesecake. Serving begins at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the cost is $12. Bring your family and enjoy a wonderful Sunday buffet at Carpenter's Hall at 1215 Court Avenue in Sheraton this Sunday.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Right, outlook on that.
We're here with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, victorious, undefeated, and number one rated in Class 2A, and they get it done against a very good PCM football team last night. Coach, we're going to talk more about your football team, but PCM is no sister of the poor. They are a very good football team, and that quarterback back there, physical, smart, and the things they try to do is really complex for a defense to figure out, but your defense shut them down.
Well, their quarterback presented problems that we haven't seen a lot of this year. He is very good with his feet, and he can take two little steps to the side to avoid a rush, and then he'll even step two steps back and get back into the pocket. So very, very good quarterback, probably the best quarterback, or at least the second best. That Keck Rinsky is pretty good as well, but the two of the best we have seen this year were Keck Rinsky and this young man. And he was pinpoint accurate when he had time to throw. We did not give him a lot of time to throw, and field position entered into the game. And those are things that make a difference on how well a quarterback can do. And we had a couple other passes that we really feel like we might have intercepted and taken back. But I want everybody to understand that we are not the district champions yet. We can be assured of being at least co-champions, but we didn't start out this year the goal of being co-champion. So there is another opponent. Each week there's a new challenge, and our next opponent just got a win. They're going to be looking to make their season by knocking us off, and we're going to have to go out and play our best to get this job done. You don't want to go into the playoffs limping with a poor performance. So I'm expecting a great week of practice, and I'm hoping the weather holds out, because old bones like warmer weather than he likes the cold weather. And I want to just talk briefly about our reserves. We could have kept our number ones in and preserved the shutout. But there will be another season. And I think those reserves need to get out there and get some experience. Our opponents kept their number ones in the whole time, and their reserves did not get a quarter of experience. So that's not us. We're going to make sure guys can have some game experience going into next year. I was a little disappointed that our offense didn't move the ball down and score, and our defense let them start picking those short passes and move down to eventually score. And when we put our reserves in, we don't expect to see a fall off. We expect to see them come through, but we had some penalties and things that hurt their drives or stopped drives, and those are things we can improve on. Good teams get better each and every week, and that's not just the starters, but also every man on the team, and including the coaches.
Coach, one of the things that was a real shining spot, and I thought was a real difference maker in that first quarter, and we don't really like talking about it all that much, is our punting football game, because Blake Bear put you guys, beautiful punts, to pin the PCM inside their 5 and their 10-yard line, and that really allowed you guys to pin your ears back and go after them, and it forced them to change up what they wanted to do offensively as well. Those were big moments that changed the complexion of the football game, and you guys started playing on their side of the 50-yard line at that point.
Well, those certainly were important punts, and when they are pinned down inside their 5-yard line, it restricts what they're able to do, and they have to be very careful that they don't give up points to us in that situation. So, yes, those were important. We had the guy that punted the ball, for sure, but he had guys that went down and covered it before it went into the end zone. Then on the other side of the picture, we have our kickoff team, who we had, I think, 2 touchbacks, which means they bring out the 20, and the rest of the time we kicked off, we all except one time had them on the 20 or less. One time they got it out, I think, to the 32-yard line. So those all make for a long field, and it's difficult for a team to go a long distance like that without making some mistake, and our defense made them turn the ball over somewhere between where we kicked the ball and where they had to punt it.
Coach, going to next week, lots of rumors were floating around this old town about Clark not having a football team on Friday night, and I think we can go ahead and put that one to rest. They were short some players, but I think they're going to get enough guys to come over here and play us. And as you said, they're going to want to play their best. And when you're at the top, everyone's shooting for you.
Well, if you read your history books, General Custer thought that Sitting Bull and his tribe weren't going to show up and couldn't handle it. And history proves that that's not true. There will be a game, and they will come to play. They are football players, and they're going to try to do the best they can to have a good showing against a good team, which can make their season. So anybody who thinks that this is a cakewalk or that they're not going to show up, they will be there. And it's going to be senior night. I know our seniors are going to end the regular season on a high note, playing well, and I'm excited to watch them go out. And it'll be a sad time to watch the seniors walk the field for the last time in a regular season game, but that's the way life goes. It rolls on, and there'll be a new group next year, and then the next year another group comes in. So you live in the now, enjoy these kids while they're here, and make the most of the opportunities that you have.
Well, Coach, we are here this morning at the cafeteria, and it's pancake breakfast. Your guys are making pancakes, and talk about what this means to your program, and talk about the Moms Club, because they do so much to help make sure our guys have all the extra things that make this program so rich.
Well, first I want to talk about the players, because this is the first time some of them have ever tried cooking, and their pancakes really are even sometimes round, which is a good thing, and it's good for the players to see the people and be able to thank them. And this Mother's Club, my goodness, do they do wonders for our program. We have a Jugs pitching machine that shoots footballs out, and that has been used this week to sharpen up the hands of our receivers. And we came out and had some sideline jackets that we put on the players when they come out of the game to keep them warm. And more video cameras, the huddle scouting system. There's just so much that they do that the school district cannot afford to get for us. The moms get it. If we need it, they'll find a way to get it. And they're so loyal. And I want to say this. There was a time that we didn't cheer very well in the stands in the first beginnings of the rebuilding process, but the moms picked up the cheers of "Yes, we can," and "We believe," and it spread across that whole section of our bleachers. And now the atmosphere at our games is really something special, and the people actually cheer. In fact, if you don't cheer, you're the oddball. If the four of you cheered, you were kind of looked at like, what's going on with you? But now our people cheer and support our players, and that does make a difference, and that's why they call that home field advantage. But we're so fortunate, and we have schools now calling up and saying, well, how are you doing this? How do you get the mothers to make meals for every away game and before the home games? And our moms just do it. They're busy people. They're running their own homes, and some of them are business people and doing the things that moms do, but they find time to once again come through for our players, and we really certainly appreciate our mothers and our dads.
Well, Coach, before I let you go, everyone's going to be talking about the playoffs, and they changed the formula and how that's created. You know you're in the playoffs. You're fighting for that number one district seed. Looks like you're going to have the number one seed out of this district. But the sister districts have gone away, and now the state of Iowa and some crazy complex methodology comes up with who you'll play based on mileage and locations. And so does that create a different challenge for you guys to have to prepare for teams? You won't know until probably next Saturday morning.
Well, they should come out around 11 o'clock with the pairings, and they do it by mileage. They try to have the shortest mileage that each school has to travel. And normally they pair a number four team against the number one team, and the number one team has home advantage. But they can overlook that. We could end up playing PCM again on the system they have, depending on how the other schools line up that are in the different parts of the state. So you just don't know. And, you know, you say, oh, gee, you have a fourth-place seed team. And there's nothing so unsure than a sure thing. And you have to be ready to play each and every ball game when the kickoff time comes. And the record doesn't matter. What matters is how you do. So we do not know who we're going to play. We do know we qualified. We're one of the top four teams in our district, and we'll be like everybody else looking to see who we draw and where we play.
Head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staten, Albia, perfect on the season, number one in the state of Iowa, and with 1 week left, they look to get better and run into the playoffs. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to meet some of these players who are making pancakes this morning. We're going to talk to the moms and see what they have at their table. Boy, what a large lineup of some really cool stuff here. Come on over. We're going to be over here. We're going to auction off some items a little bit in about 10 minutes, and you can help make sure this football program is as strong as ever into the future. Stop here at the cafeteria. We're going to take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's first-time homebuyers program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, I'm Diane Green with Gardner Collier Jewelry. During our double discount sale, you'll find traditional to vintage styled wedding sets, dainty to dazzling diamonds, and right now they are double discounted, 20% off with an additional 10% savings. There is no better way to say I love you than a diamond from Gardner Collier Jewelry. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall Oskaloosa.
Your calves have the look, you know, the one that makes your neighbors gawk and talk in the coffee shop. Purina's Great Starts cattle feeding programs help give your calves the vigor and strength to transition from mom to the bunk. making their overall well-being noticeable to you and at the sale barn. No one weaning program is right for everyone. That's why we have introduced Great Starts with four unique weaning programs that offer convenience, performance, and help improve your bottom line potential while utilizing your resources the best way possible. Which program is right for you? Learn more by visiting Centerville Produce or calling Ryan at 641-856-3020 today. Our Purina Great Starts program is just another way we are building better cattle. More eaten, less treatment.
You always have cows around.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
We're live here from the high school cafeteria. Lisa Flass here. Lisa, I got the guys circling around here. We're going to talk with some of these outstanding football seniors. But tell us a little bit about what you guys, the moms, have got going on here. And in a little bit, I think we're going to have our listening audience join in on some of the fun.
That's right, Jason. We've got the drawing for the $500 cash raffle ticket. They can purchase tickets for $5 a piece for that one. We'll also be drawing for the quilt. And those are $1 a piece or $6 for $5. The live part that your audience can participate in, though, includes two autographed footballs, an autographed helmet, and an autographed matted and framed print of the varsity team from White Oak Gallery.
Well, very cool. We're going to have our listening audience be able to participate in that. So we're going to do that in about 5 minutes after I get done with the guys. We'll go to commercial break, come back, and get things set up. We'll do that via the Southern Iowa Technology text line, but we'll open that up to phone calls. And if you're listening at home right now, you want to write this number down, 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. Those at home will be able to join in the auction, the live auction here in about 5 to 10 minutes. Again, 641-799-1437. All right, I'm sitting next to some of these star seniors, Josiah Harris. Josiah, man, you had a huge, huge night. And these defensive ends, both you and Bassett, were so critical for this team last night because the quarterback needed to stay inside the pocket, inside the tackles, but you needed to hurry him because this guy could wing that old football.
Yes, he was a very good quarterback last night, and we were getting pressure on him, and which we were making him make some bad decisions, and that was our goal last night, was to keep the pressure on him and keep him from making passes. So
these defensive backs, if you know the defensive backs, they don't they are so fast. Our defensive backs are so fast and physical, and why I throw in the physical, because after they've hit that receiver a few times, the receiver starts to slow down and think about the hit coming rather than catching the football. But having those guys on the backside, knowing that they're going to be in coverage and they can handle that coverage, really allows you, from as a defensive lineman, to really be able to pin your ears back and go get it.
Oh, yeah. You just pin your ears back and go get the quarterback, not have to worry about you trust your D-backs to make plays in the backfield. So,
well, this defense, buddy, has been outstanding. Offense will sell those tickets, but defense is there to win some championships. You guys feel like you're playing some championship type of defense?
Yes, sir.
So what's the next phase? You know, you got Clark coming to town, and some would say, "Oh, here comes Clark, just little old Clark." You know, they're you know, how do you really stay mentally focused? As Coach says, you know, it's the next game on the schedule, and you guys, so that you don't limp into the playoffs, you guys are sprinting into the playoffs.
Yeah, you just treat it like it's any other game. It's just because it's Clark, it doesn't mean any team anywhere, anytime, any team can be beaten. So we just gotta play it like it's any other game.
Well, Josiah, did you make pancakes like Grandma Ansley makes pancakes this morning?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, Grandma Ansley, he checked the box. He's done well. All right, Gannon Osing. Gannon, buddy, I'll tell you what. Last night we went inside that helmet, went live when we did Roll Demon, and that was a thing of beauty. And I wondered who that voice was. That was doing all the singing and shouting.
Yeah, that's me. I do that every Friday. I've been doing that. Took it over from Justin Bossett last year, and I don't know. It just gets us all pumped up for the game to go out there and play our best.
Well, Coach talked about enthusiasm being missing after the Mount Air football game, and ever since then, you guys really, and it's continued to build the enthusiasm, and I think it does start. You know, it starts with the mentality before you ever take the football field and coming out of that huddle, or out of that helmet, and you guys are really playing with a great level of enthusiasm and care for each other.
Oh, yeah, we love it. We always go out there and try to play our best.
Running the football last night, you know, we were able to run the football very, very well. The tight end has a lot of responsibilities in that run offense. But, boy, you know, when you look at you, you're a big dude, right? And across that line, we got some big dudes that can flat out run. I mean, these linemen pulling, you out there blocking in space, you guys are not just big, but you big and fast.
Thanks. Yeah, I always have to get the backside rush and hold them up, and then I get to go downfield and try to lay the wood.
Do you guys actually feel the thunder that Yarkoski makes when he rumbles down the field? Because, man, he is pounding some dirt.
Every once in a while I can feel just a little shake here and there.
Well, we got Nick Yarkoski over here as well, the big man, Nick. And, Nick, it's almost laughable when I watch you get out there and pull, and you've got to get outside and pull before the halfback gets to you, right?
Yeah.
And so you got to get downfield. Watching you pull, seeing Brett Freshwater coming behind you, and then Carter Isley, it's like, this is not – if I was a defensive back, I would fake an injury. I'd fall down.
Yeah, it's real fun doing that, you know. And I got to get out there because if I don't get around, you know, I got some big guys coming behind me that might run me over too. So, I just got to get out there.
You're motivated because you don't want Carter Isley. You don't want to be the guy that Carter Isley runs over.
Oh, yeah, he's a big kid and hits hard. So
it's got to be a lot of fun knowing you got the kind of backs you got. You know, Freshwater is so quick, and he's a physical dude. Bryce Leshen comes in, and he's got like this different gear on the football field. I mean, he's fast, but when he gets the football in his hands, he's a different kind of fast. And you got Carter Isley. I mean, knowing that, it's like you don't have to have much of a hole. So it really takes some of the pressure off of you guys, but you guys are making gaping holes.
Yeah, it's real nice knowing that you have some real hard-nosed runners behind you, you know. So we don't have to open as big as holes, but we still try to go out there, you know, make it easy for them, and then they can get out into open field and do their thing.
Well, this offensive line, you guys really have bonded together. We talk about this team bonding, but that offensive line, buddy, you guys look like you have got the steps down.
Yeah, you know, we spend all day with each other basically throughout school and stuff. A lot of us are in the same classes. And then even after, like, togetherness night is all over, we go out and we have our separate own little position meeting, and we you know, just get to know each other a little bit more. So it's nice when you kind of know what they're going to do in a game.
All right, what's more difficult, making pancakes on Friday night or Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
And what you guys don't know is Gannon Osing has this cult of a personality. He's a different guy. You get a mic in Gannon's hands, and Gannon, the good news is I have 13 and a half minutes of recorded Gannon Osing that at a later date will be disclosed to the public. So I don't know if this is blackmail or hype, but it's coming.
It was actually kind of fun to go in there and talk about that. That was really funny.
It was pretty good stuff. And, you know, I was the target of them. They pick on the shortest guy in the room. Is this the way it is in football practice as well, Nick?
You know, stuff happens, you know, and I wouldn't say it's always the smallest guy, but someone's always getting picked on a little, so.
You guys have fun. You guys really enjoy each other, don't you, Gannon?
Oh, we love it.
All right, the Roll Demon, we'll make sure we get that on the air, and but right now we're going to roll over to the Moms Club after a timeout, and we're going to get to our auction. Again, here's the number. You want to write this down if you want to be a part of this auction. A couple of footballs, a really cool picture autographed by this football team, and 641-799-1437. You'll be able to call in and on the Southern Iowa Technology text line and be a part of this live auction. When we come back, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's first-time homebuyers program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal Opportunity Lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
SUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
We're here at the cafeteria. Get ready for a live auction. Here's the number you'll want to take down if you want to be a part of this. 641-799-1437. This is for the live auction. And this is not going to be perfect, so you'll have to bear with us, folks. But we have a couple of signed footballs by this football team, a historic football team, undefeated so far in the regular season, trying to make a third straight trip to the Dome. We got an Albia Blue Demon football helmet signed by the team. And then we have this really cool picture of the Blue Demons out of that north end zone, a giant helmet behind them, standing on the goal line, getting ready to take the field, autographed by the football team. Okay, let's see if a mom's would come up here and join us. I got Jack Briggs. Jack, you're going to be doing the calling here, the bidding call.
Oh, absolutely, Jason. Did this last year and absolutely enjoyed it. Going to do it again this year. Raise money from the football moms. All this money is invested back into the team. What it goes for is the beginning of the year, Coach Staten gives the football moms a list of what they need throughout the year. Some items that it's went for in the past is like the hydration station. It's went for a football helmet, went for a trainer's table. That way you don't have to sit across the bench. They can sit up on that trainer's table, get their ankle wrapped, wrist wrapped, whatever they need.
Well, we're going to take, obviously, we have a live audience here at the cafeteria. We'll take in bids. And then the mom's got the raffle coming. Look at Lisa Hermson. She's going at the 20. Crosses the table, sidesteps a defender. No, that was a dad trying to take a pancake out of her hand. On her way with the raffle items, they got a beautiful quilt. This quilt is absolutely gorgeous. And Lisa brought one to my office one day, sweet Lisa Hermson, and gave me a quilt, and that was really nice. And somebody's going to have a chance to take one home themselves. Do you want to take and draw here real quick?
No.
We're gonna draw for the quilt. Here in just a second to Coach Staten comes over, and then we got some live auction items here to get to. Coach Staten will reach into the names. All right. We're drawing for a raffle of the quilt. Is that correct? This is a $500. Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, Ashley Fouch. Ashley Fouch was sold this by quarterback Blake Bear. He's lucky. Congratulations, Ashley Fouch. Ashley, we have your information, and Lisa Hermson will have your $500. Congratulations. And so we're going to do the raffle for the quilt after we do the live auction, but we got to get to the live auction, and I'm going to have the ladies take and answer my phone, the Southern Iowa Technology text line, as we do the live auction. And I'll hand things over to Jack Briggs. And Jack, I got to tell you, I got to step out of the way because I, too, would like to have one of these items in my house.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I got to keep this fair and equitable. So Coach Staten is fair and equitable. He will keep me under restraints. But how about we start with the footballs, Jack?
All righty. We'll start off with the football. Here's two autographed footballs from the varsity team and the coaches. Make sure, get your hand up high. Be liberal in your bidding. If I think that you're bidding too much, I'll let you know. So,
And you can make sure, if you're at home listening right now, over the airways anywhere in the world, 641-799-1437, if you're going to bid live.
Okay, here we go. How about a $500 bid? $500 bid. How about $100? $100 bid. $100 bid. $25. $25 bid. $25 here now. $30 now. $30 now. $30. Would you bid? $30 now. $30 now. $30. I got $30 over here now. $40 now. $40 now. $40. Would you bid? $40? Would you bid? $40?
Got $40 over here. I got $40 over here.
$40 over here.
We got $50 over here.
I don't see who. All right. 50 over here now, 60 now, 60 now, now 70, now $70 now, 70 now, 70. If you would, get your hands up high, please. $70 now, 80 now, 80 now, $80 bid. Was that an 80, ma'am? $80 bid now, 80 now, 80. I'm at 70 now, 80. He's still at 70. You bid 70, didn't you, sir? So 70, now 80.
We got a $100
bid on the phone. How about one and a quarter? 125 now, 125, 125. Would you bid 125? 125 back there. Now 150. Now 150. Would you bid 150? How about you, Jason? 150?
We have 150 back in the back.
Okay. I got Richard at 125. Okay. Now 150. Now 150. Now 150. Would you bid 150? 125 now, 150. How about 135? 125 now, 35, 35, 135, 135 now, 135, 135 now, 45, 45, would you go 145 now, 55, 55, 55, how about 155? Sir, you're out up here. 155 now, 155 now, 155. I'm at 145 now, 155. Sir, you're out. Okay, 150 out. You're out. So 155, 165, Richard. 165, 175, 175, $200. We have $200 now, two and a quarter, two and a quarter, two and a quarter, Richard. 225 now, 225, 225. I'm at 200 now, 225, 200 now, 225, 200 now, 225, 200 now, 225. How about you, Jason? You want in at 225? 200 now, 225. I have you at 200, sir. You want to raise yourself to 210? Okay. I have 200 with this gentleman up here. How about 225? Let's go 210. $210. 210. 210. We got 210 now. 220. 220. Now 30. Now 30. Now $30. Now 230. Now 230. Would you bid 230, Richard? 230 now. 230. It's only money. You'll make more. 230 now. 230 now. 230. Would you go 230? 230. Anybody 230? We'll wait for just a minute here on the phone. We're at 220, looking for 230. Looking for 230.
799-1437, 641-799-1437.
We're at 220, looking for 230. 220 now, 230. 220 now, 230 now, 230 now, 230 now, 230. Now, like I said, where this money's going, it's being back invested into the team. So what you're doing is you're helping support the team. We're at 220, looking for 230. How about 225? 225, would that help you, Richard? We're at 220. All right, I'll tell you what, Richard. I'm at 220. Or I'll tell you what, Richard. Have it with this gentleman up here at 220. Would you match it? Okay, Richard. Second ball goes to you. First ball goes to you, sir. So we have both footballs sold for $220. How about? I think what we'll do, we'll go with the framed photograph. What this is an 8x20 photograph of the varsity football team, and it's framed. And what you get with it is signed by all the varsity players. A framed 8x20 photograph in a frame, matted, and signed by the varsity football team and coaches. So here we go on this, the framed 8x20. Opening bid on this is $225. I have 225. How about 250? How about 250? 225 now, 250 now, 250 now, 250, would you bid 250? 225, how about 30? 225 now, 230 now, 230 now, 230, would you bid 230? I'll tell you what, just by this matting and framing alone, you go price this, and it's going to be more than that. Where this was framed and matted at was Don Mon donated her services at her cost to mat and frame this at her cost. Again, it's framed and autographed by the varsity team. I do have a 230 bid with this lady back here. So let's go 240. How about 240 now, 240 now, 240? We had the first bid on the phone, the Southern Iowa Technologies hotline, so we'll wait just a minute. I have a bid of 230. How about 240? 240 now, 240 now, 240. Would you bid 240? I got a 240 bid now, 250 now, 250 now, 250. 250 back here now, 60 now, 60 now, 260 now, 260 now, 260 now, 260 now. I'm bid 250 now, 60 now, 60 now, 60 now. I'm bid 250 now, 60 now, 60 now, 260. We need 260 now, 260 now. How about 75? 275, ma'am. 275 now, 275. We're at 260, 270. We're at 270 now, 280, 280, 280. Would you bid 280? 270 now, 280, 280. Would you bid $280 now? 280 now, 90 now, 290 now, 290 now. You're out, ma'am. 290? How about 300 on the phone? 300 now, 300. 300 on the phone now. We're at 290. $300 on the phone. So 310, ma'am. 310 now, 20 now, 20 now, 20 now, 20 now, 320 now, 320 now, 320 now, 320 now. I'm bid 310, looking for 320. 310. 320 on the phone. 330, ma'am. 350. Okay, we have 350. We have 350. Now 360. How about 360? 360. 360, 360, 350 now, 360. How about 55? Would that help her out? 355 now, 355 now, 360. Ma'am, you're out. How about 360? We're at 355 now, 60 now, 60. Would you go 360? 360, how about 65? 65 on the phone line. How about 365, 365, 365, 365. We're at 360, needs 365. 360 now, 365, 360 now, 365, 360. 365 on the Southern Iowa Technologies line. Now 370, 375, 375. She wants it. 375 now, 380 now, 380, 380, 380 would be 380.
Okay, thank you.
We're at 375. Anybody want a bid higher? 375 now, 380. 375 now, 380, 380, 380. Would anybody bid 380? Sold. $375 to the young lady in the back. Thank you very much, ma'am. $375 for that awesome picture of the team.
All right, we're going to move to this football helmet. Again, if you're at home and you want to participate, you can call in. 641-799-1437, and I'll get Lisa back over here to help man the phone lines. This is a Blue Demon football helmet signed by this historic Albia football team, and this is a beautiful thing, absolutely gorgeous.
It's absolutely awesome. With a football team at 8-0, number one ranked in the state, autographed by the varsity football players and coaches. Again, it's the football helmet. How about if we start off a $100 bid? $100 bid.
How about $250?
All right, we've got a start off bid of $250. So $250 now. How about $275? $275, $275, $250 now, $275. $275 now, $3, now, $3, now, $300 bid now, $325, $325, would you go $325? $325 now, $350, $350, would you bid $350? We have a $350 bid now, $375. 375 now, 400, 400 now, 425, 425 now, 450 now, 450. I have a $450 bid, now 475, 475 now 5, $500 bid now 525, 525 now 550, 550 now 575, 575 now $600 bid. We do have a $600 bid here, now 625, 625 now 650. We have a $625 bid now, 650 now, 650. Do it, do it, do it, do it. 650 now, 675, 675, 675 now. $700. $700 bid now, 700 now, 700. Say yep, 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 yep. $700 bid now, 725 now, 725, 725 now, 750 now, 750, 750 now, 775, 775 now. $800 bid. Didn't tell you you could quit yet, Jason. $800 bid now, 825, 825, 825, now 850, 850, 850, 850, 850. Look at me, Jason. Don't look back there. 850, 850, 850. Did you say yes? 850, 850, 875, Richard. 875, now 875, 875. We got a $1,000 bid by Richard Tharp with Tharp Funeral Homes.
You know what?
$1,000 bid.
I think Richard loves this Blue Demon football team, and I'll tell you what, Richard, you can have the helmet for $1,000. I'm out, and if I get another one, I'll match it. How's that sound?
There we go. Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. We have one sold for $1,000. Coach, do you think that we can get another helmet signed for Jason? We can...
All right. Well, hey, we got to get to the raffle and we got to get off the air because we got to go to Iowa State football and the Cubs, the World Series. You're going to be able to catch all that right here on your Sports Leader KIIC. Thank you, Tharp Funeral Home. What a great generosity there for Tharp Funeral Home.
Oh, absolutely. Thank everyone. Thank everyone for coming and supporting them.
All right. Well, the drawing for the raffle quilt, beautiful raffle quilt. And Coach Dayton, where are you at? We need you over here, buddy, to draw for this raffle quilt. And had another phone call coming in. I hope that wasn't for it was $2,000. Just kidding. Coach, now I think one of the requirements is that you have to wear it coming out of the dome tunnel.
Well, I'll be glad to draw this, but I'm going to make one person happy and going to make about 300 people mad because I didn't draw their names, but I'll draw it.
All right. Coach Dayton going to dig in deep and pull out a winner here for this quilt raffle. Beautiful T-shirt quilt. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. It's going to look beautiful in someone's home. Ashley Fouch won $500 from the Moms Club. And I think we've raised some money here this morning. That's good stuff. Thanks to our community and everyone's came out today to support the Albia Blue Demons. Cressa C, you are a proud owner of a beautiful Albia quilt. Cressa C, congratulations. All right, another edition of the Coach's Corner in the book. I want to thank the Moms Club for inviting us over here today to join them at the Pancake Breakfast. Thanks to the football team for a great showing Friday night. And thanks to you for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Stay right here. Cyclone football on deck. Hawks at 11. And, of course, the World Series and your playoff action on your Sports Leader KISE. Have a great Saturday.